Lesson 4, Your Strategy for Success.
Welcome to Lesson 4. In the previous lessons, you've learned about fear. You've also learned that you can trust the people who work in aviation, as well as the airplane and its operating environment. You're over the hump, now for the good stuff. For starters, we'll take a look at safety statistics and discover how safe flying really is. And for fun, we'll explore the relative safety of some other common activities. You'll see that flying really is the safest way to travel. Second, we will learn why the news media sensationalizes accidents and how they are quite often inaccurate in their reporting. Third, we will take a look at a topic at the forefront of news, terrorism. Finally, we'll look at the most effective methods and techniques to help you cope with stress and fear. In the final lesson, Lesson 5, you will discover what sights and sounds to expect on your next flight. Included are descriptions of what is going on in the cabin as well as the cockpit during each phase of flight. This practice flight will allow you to visualize a successful and comfortable flight. It will give you a chance to apply what you have learned as well as learn new travel tips.
Dear Captain, I have a flight in 3 days and I was terrified to the point where I was not sleeping well at night. After taking your course, I feel a lot more educated on just how safe flying really is. It has definitely put me more at ease as far as dealing with turbulence, takeoff, and landing. Thank you very much.
Safety statistics and the news media. Fear and concern for personal safety are at the core of our basic emotions. Numbers are about logic and reason. You must focus on the logical side of your brain on the following facts. Did you know that worldwide nearly 3 million passengers fly every day? Air travel is the safest mode of transportation, according to Dr. Arnold Barnett of MIT. Based on the accident rate over the last few years, you would have to fly an average of once a day, every day, for 22,000 years before you would perish in a U.S. commercial aviation accident. In 1998, there were more than 10 million departures, not one fatality aboard a commercial aircraft. From 1982 to 1999, the average fatal accident rate for major airlines was 0.0432 accidents per 100,000 departures. That's only one accident for every 2,300,000 departures. Odds of being in an accident each time you fly? 0.00000004%. And it's getting safer. The accident rate for U.S. commercial aircraft over the last 10 years is steadily decreasing. 30 years ago, fatal accidents on commercial jetliners occurred approximately once in every 140 million miles flown. Today, it's 1.4 billion miles flown for every fatal accident. That's a tenfold safety increase. Just as in 1998, no one died in a commercial airline accident in the U.S. during 2002. That would make 2002 the third no-death year in a span of 10 years. Worldwide, there were only 19 fatal accidents for passenger flights in 2002, an all-time low for the post-World War II era. And 2003 was one of the safest years ever for commercial air transport. The number of fatal accidents involving passengers was down more than 45% compared to 1990s. And if you happen to be in one of the very rare accidents, the NTSB has issued these statistics which suggest you have a very good chance for survival. 96% survive all accidents. 56% survive serious accidents. Here are some steps you can take as a passenger to increase your safety. Plan your escape routes. Pay attention to safety briefings. Read the safety cards. Follow crew instructions. Okay, let's look at driving statistics, and you'll see that flying is certainly much safer. Total U.S. highway versus U.S. major airline deaths in 1997 and 1998. 83,493 auto deaths versus 9 major airline. That is a ratio of about 9,277 to 1. Flying versus driving. How can flying through the sky be that much safer than driving down the road? Let's compare the dangers of driving on a two-lane road compared to cruising at 35,000 feet. Let's say you're driving at 55 miles per hour on a country road with traffic coming at you from the other direction at the same speed. What is your margin for error? 3 feet? What if you or the oncoming driver experiences a problem, maybe an in-car distraction from kids, cell phone, eating, radio, etc.? Maybe an animal enters the roadway. How about a tire blowout or steering failure or brake failure? It takes only one of the many oncoming drivers to be drunk or drowsy. There's very little between you and disaster. Now let's say you are in a commercial airliner cruising at 35,000 feet. How close are you to hitting anything? You're about 6 miles from hitting the ground and at least 2,000 feet vertically from any other planes. What about mechanical problems? They are very rare and the plane has numerous backups. Layers of protection. Throughout aviation, there are carefully designed layers of protection. That means that many things must go wrong in exactly the correct sequence to cause an accident. For example, let's take a look at what would have to happen to penetrate the layers of protection to have a mid-air collision. First, one pilot must allow his plane to stray into the wrong airspace. The onboard computers would have to miss this altitude or course deviation and not set off warnings. The other pilot in the cockpit would also have to miss this error. The onboard collision avoidance computer would have to neglect to warn the pilots of a possible collision. The air traffic controller would have to miss the mistake as well as his computer and his supervisor. Only then, if the two planes happened to occupy exactly the same airspace at exactly the same time and none of the two pilots in either cockpit see the other plane out the windshield, could a collision possibly become a reality. Now you can see why when driving in the car, you don't have nearly the same layers of protection as in flying. So the true aviation danger is the drive to the airport. According to these statistics, you are 9,277 times more likely to die on that drive to the airport than on your flight. So please keep your eyes on the road. While driving your car, you are on your own. You don't enjoy having all the safety backups, ATC radar monitoring, and supervision of the many highly skilled professionals that we do in the cockpit. Please be careful. And now for something a little different. The following sound clip is a therapy session Homer Simpson has dealing with the five stages of death, which you might find funny.
Now, a little death anxiety is normal. You can expect to go through five stages. The first is denial.
No way, because I'm not dying.
Second is anger.
Why, you little...
After that comes fear.
What's after fear? What's after fear?
Bargaining.
Doc, you gotta get me out of this. I'll make it worth your while.
Finally, acceptance.
Well, we all gotta go sometime.
Mr. Simpson, your progress astounds me.
Some other interesting facts I dug up while researching risks. According to the National Center for Health and U.S. Census Bureau, here are some examples of lifetime odds of dying. Experiencing an accidental death from something like dog bite, drowning, choking, lightning, falling out of bed, etc., your odds are 1 in 70. Killing yourself, 1 in 122. Killed by someone else, 1 in 214. Car occupant, 1 in 242. Walking, 1 in 610. Complications of medical care, 1 in 1,170. Another somber statistic that we are all vulnerable to is that 600,000 people die each year from cancer. That is the equivalent of 6 Boeing 747 airplanes crashing every day. What have I learned from this? The world is a dangerous place, so please be careful getting out of bed, showering, petting the dog, and driving to the airport. If you can safely make it to your seat on the plane, sit down and relax, knowing that no activity you do is as carefully monitored, scrutinized, inspected, maintained, checked, and rechecked as commercial flying. You have many of the best professionals in the world watching over you. Why do planes crash? Many people have asked, if flying is so safe, then why do planes crash? The difficulty in answering this question is that crashes are normally caused by a combination of unforeseen circumstances. But when there is a crash, we learn from it and make significant improvements following the NTSB's intense investigations. The news media. But if flying is safer than lying in bed or petting your dog, then why do aircraft accidents get so much media coverage? It is because the news only reports new stuff, like man bites dog. Auto accidents happen frequently, so they are not newsworthy. Airline accidents are so rare that the news jumps all over a story like that. It is sad that the media sensationalizes stories about air disasters. It has conditioned people to be afraid of flying. It is hard to ignore the numerous headlines and stories that follow an unfortunate accident, and often their reports are inaccurate. The media is always in a rush to be the first to report, so they may rush to inaccurate conclusions. Terrorism. You should be aware that the nation's airline pilots and flight attendants are very involved in new security procedures. The TSA has established layers of security to ensure our safety. The TSA security system includes thousands of federal air marshals flying in tens of thousands of flights each month, more robust passenger pre-screening systems and screening of checked baggage, better airport perimeter security and reinforced cockpit doors. All unoccupied, unidentified vehicles will be removed from in front of the terminal areas. Thorough aircraft searches will be performed prior to boarding any passengers. Armed pilots and crew members trained in self-defense. Tips for overcoming your fear. I will begin with some general ideas about reducing stress in your life. Then you will learn some proven methods for overcoming your fears. Stress. Stress affects all of us. It's important to recognize stress and take care of yourself so that stress doesn't become overwhelming or lead to anxiety. To help reduce your overall stress and anxiety in your life, here are a few ideas. Take care of yourself. Get some exercise. You don't have to run a marathon. A little exercise will use up the excess energy released in your body by stress. It also helps clear your mind and improves your self-image. If you like, just take a walk. Try to eat better. Get plenty of sleep. Take a nap when able. Cut down on stimulants like caffeine and ease up on sugar. Feel good about yourself. Try to make it a habit to do things that will make you feel better about yourself. Help people. Be nice to others. Be honest. Have a clear conscience. Feed your soul. Take time out to play, relax, or start a hobby. Don't feel guilty about this time you take for yourself. You deserve a little fun, don't you? Think of it as a necessity, just like food, water, or air. Read a good entertaining book, such as my book, Wings of Discovery.
Dear Captain, I finished your book, Wings of Discovery, last night. Actually, it was early this morning, about 2 a.m. Man, was that an inspiring book. Just awesome. I loved it. I was so tempted to start all over again, but since I had to get up at 7 a.m. for work, I decided that probably wasn't a good idea.
Wings of Discovery is a self-help book and an adventure story rolled into one. It delivers a message of optimism and perseverance, while at the same time it contains important information about flying, anxiety, and phobias that anyone who flies should read. You can find more information at www.fearofflyingbook.com.
I have a degree in clinical psychology, and my specialty is anxiety-based disorders. I took your course and also read your book, Wings of Discovery, and was helped enormously by both. Your opening chapter in Wings absolutely captured every emotion people feel in that situation. You didn't sugarcoat it, and that gave you credibility. It also showed you understood the severity of the problem.
Here's some more stress reduction techniques. Have a good laugh. Rent a silly movie like Airplane. It's a lampoon of practically every disaster movie ever made. Manage your day. Try to organize and manage your time better. You cannot do everything at once. Do one thing at a time, make a list, and set priorities. Control. Accept what you have no control over. Accept what you cannot change. Don't try to be perfect. Try to change the what-ifs into so what. Motion sickness. Some passengers may experience motion sickness. Symptoms generally consist of dizziness, fatigue, and nausea. Anxiety can lower your threshold for experiencing symptoms. However, some individuals seem to be naturally prone to motion sickness. To help prevent motion sickness, seek areas of lesser movement, such as sitting near the wings. Face forward, open your air vent, and looking outside can also help. Several medications are available that may prevent or limit the symptoms and are best taken 1 hour before departure. Side effects usually consist of sedation and dry mouth. Ginger root may also be effective, but with fewer side effects. Always check with your doctor. Now let's take a look at how you can deal with fear. Solutions for fear. Remember that fear is a normal reaction to perceived threat. Once you understand the true nature of the fear naturally goes away. Fear itself is not harmful, just uncomfortable. A panic attack will not make you have a heart attack, or faint, or lose control. The following solutions can help you deal with fear when it strikes. It takes practice, but these methods can be very effective. Before your next flight, give these methods some thought. Try to apply them in your everyday activities, especially the deep breathing exercise. Keep your overactive imagination in check. Quite often, people who have a fear of flying also have a strong or overactive imagination. For example, they might hear an unfamiliar noise during the flight and begin imagining what might be wrong with the plane. Or they may believe in signs or premonitions that the plane will crash. For example, they might have a dream or hear a song on the radio about a plane crash. Odds are you are not psychic. Remind yourself of this fact and focus on reality. As a captain, if I thought there was the slightest chance that my passengers' dreams or premonitions could affect the safety of my flight, it would be my duty to interview each and every passenger and ask if they've had any bad dreams or visions about the flight. Now that would slow down the boarding process. Your dreams have no effect on the real world. Utilize positive thinking. Always try to keep your thoughts in the present. Keep your thoughts positive. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, stop and concentrate on the positive. Many people dwell on what might happen instead of what is happening. It can be easy to play a disaster movie in your mind with you in the starring role. When you catch yourself starting the production of one of these imaginary disaster movies, turn off the projector. Try to occupy your mind with something more constructive. Read, do a puzzle, or strike up a conversation. Tense your muscles. Be aware of your body. When you feel muscles that are tense or tight, you can relax them. Instead of fighting the tightness, show your muscles who's the boss. You tense your muscles. You take control. Go ahead and tighten your stomach muscles or your leg muscles, then pause and let go. You will be surprised at how your muscles feel warm and relaxed, and once again you feel in control. Slow deep breathing. When you feel afraid, your breathing quickens and your heart races. Better breathing instantly leads to a better mood. Controlled breathing is one of the best methods to deal with claustrophobic feelings. Practice your controlled breathing whenever you can. Try it whenever you feel tense. Slow, deep breathing is the easiest and most effective method for calming yourself. Learn and practice to use controlled breathing. Write down your fears. Another method of dealing with your fear is to write down what is causing your fear. Whenever you feel fearful, think about what might be the root cause of your fear and write it down. The act of expressing the cause of your fear in words on a piece of paper has a calming effect. It gives you a task which gets your mind off the fear. Once written down, it allows you to let go of your fear. You will feel in control. Another thing that helps is talking about your fears with others. Mention this course to family and friends. You might be surprised at how many people share this fear and need some help too. It always feels good to help others. After finishing this course, you can also visit my Fear of Flying Help Course message board and chat room. There you will find a lot of nice people who share your concerns. It's kind of like group therapy. Visualization. Take a virtual vacation. Imagine a wonderful, peaceful setting, maybe someplace you have vacation. Think about what you see, hear, smell, feel, and taste when you are there. Describe your vacation to yourself. This might go something like, I remember sitting on that beautiful beach on the North Shore, sipping a delicious Mai Tai, watching the waves, listening to the gulls flying overhead, and the smell of suntan lotion, and a warm breeze on my skin. Close your eyes and visualize this. Try to relive the feeling of each sensation.